podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Well, it happened again, talking to a coworker who says that the only guys she will consider going out with are guys who are at least, are you ready for this? 6'1".
6'1", eh?
6'1". Now, I remember years ago we had a woman in our sales department. She was famous for her big stance on that guys had to be at least 6 feet tall. And I remember talking to her saying, well, what happens if you meet this great, great guy?
Right.
He's got everything going for him. Great sense of humor, successful, kind, generous, attractive, all of that. And he's 5'10 and a half. What are you going to tell me? For that inch and a half, you're not going to go out with him. She goes, yeah, he's got to be 6 feet tall. I was like, holy
Is she
crap.
Tall? Were these ladies tall that
she
you're speaking
She was like
of?
Average. She was probably 5'6 or 5'7.
Okay, because I didn't know if it was one of those situations where she's in heels and she towers over him. Just,
but now it's 6'1". I'm like, really? What is with these
it's
people
a strapping man.
Who put these requirements about height on who they'll go out with? I guess I don't understand.
It's just what they like,
Yeah, they're planning their prom picture.
So I'm out. I couldn't date her. I'm 6 foot even.
Yeah, you would be out. You'd have to put lifts in your shoes.
Yeah, Tom Cruise.
Dr. Scholl's lifts.
Yeah, I'm 6 foot tall and suddenly I feel puny and like a shrimp.
As you
That's
should.
Too bad. Nicole's big on height. She really likes tall guys. She's told me many times that she wishes I was a little taller. We did that whole fun game.
Aren't
what
you
would
six
you
feet tall
what
too?
Would you change about me? We did that fun game once. She's like, I wish you were taller.
She's a tall girl, yeah. She couldn't wear like 5-inch hot heels.
No, she couldn't. No hot heels for me. But yeah, I'm about 6 foot right on the dot. I think you're taller than 6, though, Dom.
No, I just got checked yesterday. In fact, I had to do a lab thing yesterday, and they put me on the deal, and they go, you're 6 foot even.
Oh, okay. So we're right at the same height. The funny thing is Nicole is in love with that Jason Statham guy, a super action hero, macho man on the
As
cover
she
of
she should be.
Men's Fitness. Well, we saw a commercial for him last night in that new movie that's coming out with him and that one chick. And I was watching that commercial. I was like, he doesn't look that tall. So I instantly Googled him. I was like, hey, babe, your boyfriend is 5'10". Jason Statham's 5'10". And she goes, oh, I don't really like him that much now. I don't like him that much anymore.
Me?
Yeah. She's like, he's really good looking, but he's a little guy. 5'10 is kind of short.
I know some women who are 6 feet tall. And they, of course, are often the ones who say that the guy's got to be at least as tall as them or taller.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I guess...
because when you slow dance, you
don't
want
to... I don't completely understand that either, but I guess to a certain extent I do.
Right.
What about you, Emily? How tall are you?
I'm...
like 5'4"? 5'5"?
No, I think I'm pretty decent height. I'm like 5'6 and a half, 5'7". I round up to 5'7".
All right. But what about you? Does a guy have to be a certain height?
No, I really don't mind it. Of course, it's nice to have a taller guy, but ex-fiance number one was only like 5'9 or something. He was a scrawny little Italian.
Would you date a guy shorter than you? Like 5'2"?
I did. I did once, and it was...
You put him in your pocket and carried him around?
Come on now.
But I talked to... So while I was dating the short guy, I talked to a coworker who her boyfriend, she like without heels, was probably about 2 inches taller than her boyfriend. And I'm like, so really, like, this never bothered you? And they owned it. And they were like, God, no. She's like, I love wearing heels and we love going out and I love being taller than him. And she's like, it's a turn on. It is so sexy.
Well, it's funny because the women that I know who are really tall, they accentuate it. They often will wear big heels. So they can, is it an intimidation
thing? Power
thing.
It's gotta be.
It's
like
a dominatrix thing.
You know, it works the other way too. It's not just, women who need a tall guy. Like, there's a buddy of mine who used to always swear that he was probably around 5'11 or 6 foot, right around the same height as me. He would not go out with a woman unless she was about 5'2 or shorter. Like they had to be, as he
petite.
Called them,
little pocket
he called
size.
Them petite. He says they have to be, he goes, if I can find a woman who's 5 feet tall, even he goes, I'm so turned on by that.
It's great for piggyback rides.
Hop
on, let's go.
Really short women.
Well, wow. You can get her over the threshold at
so,
your wedding.
I mean, I guess you're allowed to have likes and dislikes and preferences when it comes to the opposite sex. But I think, and okay, I'm totally prepared for the cornball response you guys are going to give me. But I think if it's the right person, it doesn't matter.
It's what's on the inside that counts.
Oh, it's so beautiful. It's about the feeling and the spark. And when you close your eyes, you still want to Jason Statham them. You know, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. So what if we... so what if we asked Dom in the Morning listeners, what is your physical requirement? And if the phones don't ring, then we are talking to a bunch of liars because a huge percentage of our listeners have some sort of physical requirement.
So it's any physical. We're not just talking
height.
What
about kids? Are kids physical?
I know a woman who will only go out with bald men, like guys who shave their heads.
Okay.
If they have hair, she goes, I only want a guy with a shaved head.
Okay.
And that's her physical requirement. It doesn't matter how tall they are. They have to have a shaved head.
My short guy was bald, too.
Short and bald.
He was a real looker.
All right. So what is yours? And you have to be honest. 303-631-1MIX. 631-1649. And let's compile a little list of Dom in the Morning listeners and what their physical requirements are. Is it height, hair color, eye color?
Oh, the dark hair, light eyes is a delicious
combo. That's it for you?
Combo.
Lisp. Somebody with a lisp.
303-631. We're talking about, I don't know, physical requirements that people have on their list of, you know, must-haves if they're going to date someone. And I've had this argument with people for a long time. People are like, Dom, what's your type? What's your type? And since I have dated women who range from 5 feet tall, even, to 6 feet tall, and I've dated blondes, brunettes, redheads. I don't know that I have a physical type.
No, you just have a favorite, which is redhead, which
is like the
great. So smart.
Okay, got you, Emily. But apparently some people have must-haves before they go out with somebody. And we're going to start with Megan. Hi, Megan. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
What must they have?
The guy has to have broad shoulders. If I could put my arms around him and break him, then that's not sexy or
you're squeezing too tight.
Right.
I was going to ask how you define broad shoulders, so but you just did. So
yeah,
right. He can't thread a needle with his torso.
Yeah, if they're too lurpy or lanky, then it's nah, we out.
All right.
That's
good.
Fair enough. I don't even know if I guess I
don't
do
know.
I
do
have,
you?
Do I have broad shoulders?
Come here, let me hug you.
You don't have broad shoulders, to be honest with you. You're very just well proportioned.
Average.
You're not lanky, but you're not broad.
Megan, we can never go out. Have a great day.
Okay, have a good day.
Too tight. Too tight.
Why don't my mock turtlenecks ever fit me?
Here's Lisa. Good morning, Lisa.
Hi.
What do you have for me?
Well, my issue is height, and I'm short.
Well, okay, we'll explain.
I'm only 5'2", and if they're not like 6 foot, then no.
We talked to a lady yesterday about that. She wanted to.
I went out to the bar one night, and he was already there, and he's sitting. And I thought, oh my gosh, I think I found somebody that was cute, nice personality, was from the East Coast. And then he got up, and I was like, oh my God, he's only like 5'8". Forget it. I just had to leave.
Well,
5'8 is tall compared to you.
You're only 5'2", you little shrimp. How can you be that way?
It doesn't matter. I have a thing with that.
I have that. Yeah. Listen, thank you for calling, and good luck with your 6 foot guy, okay?
Thanks. Let me tell my story real quick. We talked to a lady yesterday, 5-something, right, Dom? She was looking for a 6 foot tall guy just for breeding purposes.
Valid point.
Because she wanted her kids to be taller than her.
Right.
So Excellent point. For breeding.
You know, there was this episode of Sex and the City where she met a guy. Never agree to a date if you've only seen the guy sitting down.
Well, let me be the one to say what many people think but rarely will say out loud is that, and then we're going to get to these other calls. But when I am that person, when I see a couple where the woman is 5 feet tall and the guy is 6'4", I wonder how they
breed
fit together.
Well, they boom boom.
Yeah, I wonder how that would do. Is anyone tell me
something? No, I'll send you some videos.
some diet.
Hold on, I got it.
All right, never mind.
What's your email?
Here's Taylor. Hello, Taylor.
Good morning.
All right, so what is the physical requirement that the lady must have?
She has to have a beautiful smile.
Yes.
Ding. Well, isn't that rather subjective?
Isn't this whole thing subjective?
It is. You're right. It is. But I mean, if somebody says a guy's got to be 6 feet tall, there's no argument. He's either 6 feet tall or he's not. But what you find is a beautiful smile.
What is a beautiful? Describe it. Like white teeth.
What makes a beautiful smile?
Good teeth? Well, they have to be straight. I mean, it's just like the straight teeth is a big thing for me. And they have to be clean.
Straight, clean teeth.
Now we're getting specific. Now I'm on board with you.
You could never date Emily.
Yeah. Oi. Taylor, I have a charming smile.
Yeah.
I'm on board with the
left.
What just happened?
You just need a toothpick. It's all right.
He's having a good run.
He's jumping on the board here. Come on, it's funny.
You're probably not tall enough for me, Taylor.
I mean, it's just like if you could take your fingernail and pull down on your teeth, and there's a film there. I'm not really. I'm gonna walk away.
Filmy teeth.
What I do in my free time is none of your business. Okay.
So let me ask you something. So if you're on a first date with a woman, how closely are you able to examine her dental work?
Well, I mean, for me, I'm pretty keen at determining whether or not they have a pretty smile just by talking to them.
Okay.
After a while, you can just tell.
You got a pretty mouth.
A nice you're staring at her mouth the whole time.
It's kind of creepy, man.
Better than her boobs.
You can be discreet about it. I mean,
kind of like the way the rest of us guys look at other parts discreetly.
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
You wear dark sunglasses.
She's like, my boobs are down here.
I'm loving this conversation. Taylor, have a great day.
Call often.
You as well.
Yeah, call us often. We'd like to talk to you. Who's next? Who's been holding the longest? I think Katie has.
Hello.
Well, hi, Katie.
How are you?
What are you looking for?
I like curvy men.
I love you.
What does that mean exactly?
Are you a chubby chaser?
Yeah.
A curvy butt is important.
Okay.
No flat butt.
All right. Oh, just the butt, or?
Well, and a broad torso, so a meaty midsection to give a hug to.
Do you know what the term dad bod means?
No, I've seen it, but I haven't had time
right.
To look
so it's
into
this
it.
New trend, and it's so imagine a guy that was pretty active, pretty fit, maybe high school, college, and then it's been a few years, and maybe it's just kind of gone away. So you can kind of see a good frame under there, but there's a little extra fluff.
There's a thick middle.
It's more like the bone structure shape.
So you like big bones.
Great. I cannot lie. Katie, have a great day.
You too.
Good luck finding those curvy men.
Bubble butt.
I like them curvy, too.
I imagine there are curvy men walking around. There's plenty of them.
Yeah, I'm looking at one right now.
here's Carissa. Hi, Carissa.
Hi.
What do you got for me?
He has to have bigger muscles than me.
How big are your muscles?
Well, I do ballet, yoga, Pilates. I do a lot of dancing. So, I am very fit.
So you're ripped. Are you ripped?
I used to be when I was younger, but not so much now.
Well, it sounds like you're in pretty darn good shape.
Are you like fitness model muscles or are you just an in-shape girl?
I'm just really in shape.
All right.
And it's just, it's just kind of weird when you can open the jar of pickles and he can't.
Or you're wrestling, tickle fight, and you pin him.
That's fantastic. Can you save that line? Because we need
pickles?
To use that later. Yeah, I love it. Carissa, have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you for being on the show.
Well, so what's your physical thing? What's your must-have?
Well, I'm telling you, that I told you where I'm not going to talk about that.
Did you just say?
I'm not going to talk. No. That's not what I said. You know what I look at on women. I've told you before.
Oh, yeah.
The
all
hoo-ha.
Right.
That's in
the area, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's within
the
geographic
it's
range.
It's in the zone.
There's a certain zone that I look at. And it's not like hair. It's not eyes.
Just say what it is. It's nothing dirty. You're a thigh man.
I'm from the knees to the waist. Yeah. That's where I find women. Yeah.
It's all right.
The curve of the hip.
Yeah. The hips, the thighs.
Rawr.
Yeah. That's
right.
Some women just have drop dead gorgeous in that area. And I don't, I'm not necessarily a breast guy or a hair guy or anything like that. What about you, Jeremy? Since I'm on the spot.
I like a woman with a good hunchback or a limp. A nice limp.
See,
I'm both. Being,
and a sense of humor.
I'm being vulnerable. What about you? Can you be vulnerable?
No. A hunchback. Come on. Quasimodo.
Oh, yeah. Ring the bell.
Can I put lotion on your hump? We take showers together. I rub it with a loofah.
Hang your laundry on it. You're dry cleaning.
One hump or two?
Just one. Just one. I don't like camels.
To all of those with a hump, we apologize.
No, they're emailing me right now. Finally.
I text them a photo.
Finally, they're being recognized. We should probably move on.
Do we have any listeners left?
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.